Well, great Friday morning, Royal Court. This is our second installment for the new year 2015 of Failsafe Friday. And I'm so excited because I have Miss Linda Ridings on the phone. And I'll tell you what, she is a veteran from way on back. I believe Linda actually made it into our research group. So I'm excited to have Linda on the phone. She is one that has kept her weight off and done protocols when she needed to do protocols. And you know, for the ones that are out there that are new thinking, you know, well, yeah, the veterans, that's really easy for them to do a protocol. Well, you know, the same things still come up, and it's called preparation. And I was actually on the phone just speaking with Linda today, and she brought this up, and I thought it was so interesting. I said, you know what, we've got to share that with the Royal Court, because this is always a common theme, is about preparation. And it was funny, because Linda's had just, it's almost just been crazy what she has been going through the last couple of weeks. And we had been on the phone, and she was telling me she's getting ready to do a round, and you know, trying to get ready for this. And I'm not going to take her whole story, and I'll let her share this with you, but I think we're all going to find some things that we can relate to in this story. Linda, how are you doing this evening?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Oh my gosh. You know, we don't live but just a few miles from each other, and we never ever see each other. We've got to do something about that.
Yes, we do, for
I know.
Sure.
But you know what? It doesn't stop us from talking every day, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I know. Well, Linda, you know, give us a little background of what has been going on the last couple of weeks when you and I first started talking about you doing a protocol. So I'm just going to let you take it, sister.
Well, I decided to do a protocol. Life happens as it is, just like for everyone. I had my daughter coming in from North Carolina and recovering from mouth surgery. And, you know, what happens when the children come and mom's there, it's, Mom, can you make? Or Mom, can you bake? So I made and baked the best I could and added a couple pounds to go with it, in for a penny, in for a pound. And I told you that I was going to go on a round. Well, needless to say, my husband fell off the steps and broke his arm and his elbow. So between running him to the doctors, taking care of Kristen, and the holidays, it was a little overwhelming. So I went back to my first day of work knowing that I was not prepared. And I am one of those ones that, you know, the Girl Scouts that always be prepared, especially being on protocol. I didn't have the food that I needed, and I was determined that I was starting. So I went to my local grocery store that has wild-caught fish, and I got wild-caught cod and wild-caught flounder and wild-caught shrimp, and the gentleman steams it for me and puts on just a little Old Bay. I went into the fruit and vegetable department and got my organic apples. I got my organic tomatoes, my little plum tomatoes, and I got my organic romaine lettuce. So I was all set. Not only was I all set just for lunch, I was all set for dinner and every other meal during the week. So when people say they don't have the time to prepare, I didn't have the time to prepare either. It was prepared for me.
And let's stop right there, because I don't know if I just missed this, but I think you said it, but I want to make sure that I heard that correctly, that you went to get your wild-caught fish, the flounder, the cod, and your shrimp, and that they actually steamed it there for you.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
And they're happy to do it.
Yes.
Lunch is ready right there. It's nice and hot. You know, I bring it home, I put it into containers, and I'm set for the week. And simplicity. And I didn't have to think about it, because that's what happens sometimes when you get a little overwrought and you're not prepared.
Yep.
You go back to the same old, or the easy excuse saying, well, nothing was available. Things are available for you. And you know what? They're becoming more and more available.
Oh, my goodness. And Linda, we're going to keep this to 5 minutes. And so we're a little over four. But I just want to say, Linda is absolutely, she is the most prepared person when it comes to protocol. But I'll tell you what, she's even more prepared when it comes to maintenance, because that's her favorite part. But she is absolutely right. I have actually been traveling before and had to stop in at a Whole Foods, and they were more than happy to actually steam sea bass for me. It was fantastic. And, you know, I think a lot of times people think, yeah, but Elisa, you're not afraid to go up there and ask them. This is not about me, you know, muscling my way through. They're happy to do it, guys. They actually steam lobster. So it's already ready. They want to do these kind of things for you, because that's just a service that they provide, and it is fantastic. So, Linda, you know what? What day are you on protocol?
Oh, level of program is blah, blah, blah. Let me see. I started Sunday with my load. Sunday and Monday was my load. Tuesday was my first day. So this is Friday. I'm just a little bit into it, but I'm happy to say that I lost my load plus a little bit, so I'm down 7.
7 pounds. Okay, we're at 5, and we gotta fold it up. Sweetie, thank you so much. You are awesome. You know I love you to pieces, girl. And you are like, I don't know. I say this to a lot of people. I will absolutely say this about Linda. She is one of those people that literally, I would not be surprised if I did not see the Queen of Weight Loss on her car. She is a huge proponent for the Queen of Weight Loss. She has brought so many clients into this. It's crazy. So probably at least 1,000 pounds just around town has been the result of Linda. So you are my hero, girlfriend. And thank you so much. You have a fantastic day. Royal Court, it's great. Listen to this. And if you have any questions or any you want to contact Linda, do it on our Royal Court Facebook page. Thanks, Linda.